الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, محترم بادي دوستو بزرگو, we were going uncovering this chapter, باب الرجاء, the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat par umeed rakhna, Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se kabhi mayus na hona. Ye aaj kal ek bahut aam cheez hai ke insaan ki zindagi ke andar ek mushkil aa jati hai, ek pareshani aa jati hai. Person goes through a hardship, difficulty, and it impacts them and it affects them and it makes a person lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's very easy to happen. It's very, very easy. And a lot of people are falling into it, and it can happen from small things. A small reason, a family problem, some other calamity, and it can make a person come to such a point where they don't feel motivated to perform salah, they don't feel motivated to recite Quran, and it's normal. And it's not something that a person should be astonished about, that, oh no, I'm losing my iman, oh no, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like me, and I'm very far away from Allah. It's normal, it's natural, that you go through some calamity, some hardship, some problem in your life, and you just don't feel motivated to do acts of righteousness, acts of goodness. It's normal. And we need to understand that this is normal. And we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is there, Allah's mercy is there. A person has to connect themselves with it. On a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki rahmat hum par chaya hua hai. Allah's rahmah is covering us, is dampening us. Subah hum saans lete hai Allah ki rahmat se. Subah hum uthte hai, humari badan ki jo tamam jore hai, all the parts of our body, they operate through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart beats through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our eyes see through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ears hear through the mercy of Allah. Every step we take, the roof over our head, the food that we eat, the functions of our body. I just put the food in my body and I just hope for the best. Just put the food, I don't have to worry about, is it going to hit any of the arteries, lungs, kidneys? Is it going to go down the right tube? Is it going to digest properly? Is it going to come out properly? I don't have to worry about anything. So every person, Muslim or non-Muslim, has tawakkul in Allah, in the sense that when we eat food, we just know it's going to be handled. We don't need to worry about it. We need to worry about what happens next. We are so dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are so dampened and covered by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for someone to turn around and say, Allah doesn't love me, Allah doesn't like me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want the best for me, unfortunately that person is not looking at the complete picture. They're focusing on one problem, they're focusing on one issue, and shaitan is saying, look at that issue. In that issue, you're not getting what you want, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like you. And many people, this becomes a reason because of which they become disconnected from salah, from ibadah, from dhikr, from dua. They say, I'm doing dua, problem's not going anywhere. I'm performing salah, my problem's not going anywhere. Still there. Come back home, problem's still there. I go at work, problem's still there. I'm doing all of this, problem's not going anywhere. So we think this means that Allah doesn't love me. And that's the reason why Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so many stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. That you think you're going through a hardship problem, look at what the Anbiya alayhi salam went through. And then a person thinks, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would go through a hardship, calamity, trouble from his people, he would say, Rahim Allahu Musa. May Allah have mercy upon Musa alayhi salam. That his people put him through more difficult situations than my people put me through. Fasabara, he had patience upon that. Look at Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, hardships he went through. Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam, the hardships he went through. All of the Anbiya alayhi salam, they were the best of Allah Ta'ala's servants because of the hardships that they went through and how they had patience. So going through hardship, calamity is part of life. And the closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Allah Ta'ala wishes to raise the rank of a servant of his, Allah puts him through a difficulty. Could come from anywhere, really. And this is the ajeeb thing. It could come from anywhere. It doesn't have to be an expected calamity. Oh, I knew this was going to happen. I took a risk. Allah Ta'ala pareshani dalte hai kis jagah se insaan ko bilkul pata hi nahi hota. How could I be afflicted by difficulty from here? A brother just before Salah was telling me a difficulty that he is going through. He never imagined that he would go through a difficulty like this, but he's put him in such a sad and low state of mind. Because a difficulty hit him from a place he never expected. Everything was planned. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِكَسْرِ الْعَوَازِمِ أَوْ بِفَسْقِ الْعَوَازِمِ. That I recognize my Lord, my Rabb, that when I make a decision and I want to do something, azam, that I'm definitely going to do this, this is definitely going to happen like this, Allah Ta'ala breaks that plan. Allah Ta'ala changes everything. Insan sochta hai ki mujhe ye cheez karna hi hai, maine pura jo plan program sab kuch maine kar liya, phir jaake ye pura cheez jo hai idhar udhar ho jata hai. Is waqt insan Allah Ta'ala apne Rabb ko pehchan leta hai ke mera bas mein jo tha maine koshish ki, baki Allah Ta'ala ka marzi hai. So you know, this tests and hardships and difficulties are part of life. Low moods, things not going the way we want, is part of life. Every single Nabi went through it, every single pious person went through it, every single human being goes through it. But our job is that when we go through these things, we recognize that this is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work behind the scenes. Whenever Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, farmate hain, ke jab bhi, baz dafa kya hota, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke gharane ke jo log hain, wo mujhe daantte hain, ke Anas, humne aapko tumhe bataya ke ye cheez is tarah karna tha, tumne nahi kiya. Humne bataya ki is cheez ko is tarah karo, tumne nahi kiya. You know, sometimes it happens, children are told, do this, and they do it wrong. So Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes would say, oh Anas, why didn't you do this? Why did you do this like this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, leave him, don't say anything to him. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted something to happen, then it doesn't matter what you say, this is Allah's plan. This tawakkul, this yaqeen, that what Allah ta'ala wants is going to happen anyway. Human beings and what we see around us, like someone said, okay, we only see the pixel. Allah Ta'ala sees the whole picture. We have a whole, ek pura ek jo picture hai, tasweer hai. Isme se hum thora sa adna ek hissa dekhte hain. Allah Ta'ala ke saamne puri tasweer hai. Allah Ta'ala ko maloom hai ke kya cheez, kaun si cheez hamare liye behtar hai aur kaun si cheez hamare liye isme balai hai aur burai hai. So just continue. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قدم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبي فإذا امرأة من السبي تسعى إذا وجدت صبيا في السبي أخذته فألزقته ببطنها فأرضعته فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أترون هذه المرأة طارحة ولدها في النار قلنا لا والله فقال لله أرحم بعباده من هذه بولدها متفق عليه. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu riwayat farmate hain ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas kuch, I'll just translate in Urdu and then I'll explain in English, ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas ek bacche ko laya gaya, kuch matlab jang mein, jab jang hota hai to ek lashkar ki baaz logon ko girift kiya jata hai, kya kehte hain, asir kehte hain na, prisoner of war. To inko laya gaya to inme ek aurat thi jiska ek bachcha tha, wo matlab ek aurat thi jo bhag rahi thi, idhar udhar bhag rahi thi. To idha wajadat sabiyan fi sabi akhadathu, aur achanak uske samne ek chota sa bachcha uske samne aa gaya, to usne foran bachche ko pakra aur apne seene se is tarah lagaya, alzaqathu bi batniha, apne seene se lagaya aur farzaathu, aur phir usko doodh pilana shuru kiya. Matlab ek aurat thi jisko maidan jang mein jiski girift ki gayi thi, دشمن کے فوج میں ہی ہوگا, تو جب اس کو گرفت کیا گیا تو پریشان ہے, اپنے بچے کو ڈھونڈ رہی ہے, اچانک مل گیا تو فوراً بچے کو مطلب سینے سے لگایا اور پھر اس کو دودھ پلانا شروع کیا. تو صحابہ فرماتے ہیں, تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, اترون هذه المرأة طارحة ولدها في النار, کیا آپ لوگ سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ عورت اپنے بچے کو آگ میں پھینک سکتی ہے, ڈال سکتی ہے؟ قلنا لا والله, صحابہ نے فرمایا, چونکہ یہ آنکھوں کے سامنے کی چیز ہے, عورت کتنی پریشان اپنے بچے کو ڈھونڈ رہی ہے اور اچانک مل گیا, اتنی خوشی, کہتے کہ اللہ کی قسم نہیں کر سکتی اپنے بچے کو آگ میں ڈال دے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, اللہ ارحم بعبادہ من ہذہ بولدہا, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اپنے بندوں کے ساتھ زیادہ رحم کرنے والا, شفقت کرنے والا ہے اس عورت کا اپنے بچے سے, کہ اس عورت جتنے اپنے بچے سے شفقت کرتا ہے کبھی بھی گوارا ہی نہیں ہوگا کہ اپنے بچے کو آگ میں ڈالیں, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اس سے زیادہ اپنے بندوں سے شفقت اور محبت اور رحمت کا معاملہ کرتے ہیں. سیدنا عمر بن خطاب رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that a group of prisoners in the field of war were brought to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and there was a woman from the prisoners who was running. تسعہ, she was running, she was frantic. And all of a sudden a child was brought from the prisoners. أَخَذَتْهُ, when she saw that child, أَخَذَتْهُ, she took the child, فَأَلْزَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا, she pressed the child to her belly, and فَأَرْضَعَتْهُ, and she started to suckle it, and she started to breastfeed it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, because the Sahaba were watching this, and it's, of course it's something that everybody's watching. This woman is running around, frantic, panicking. And then all of a sudden she sees the child and she calms down and she starts feeding the child. They realize this is the mother of this child. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you think that this woman can throw her child into a fire? Do you think that mother can toss her child into a fire? The Sahaba said, la, wallahi, swear by Allah, no, it's not possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala is more merciful to his servants than this mother is to her children. So Allah ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's shafqa. So many ahadith will come like this. I'm going to go a bit quickly. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما خلق الله الخلق كتب في كتاب فهو عنده فوق العرش إن رحمتي تغلب غضبي وفي رواية غلبت غضبي وفي رواية سبقت غضبي متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه روايت فرماته كي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نشاد فرمايا كي جب الله سبحانه وتعالى نه تمام چیزوں کو پیدا کیا تو كتب في كتاب اس وقت الله سبحانه وتعالى نے ایک کتاب کے اندر لکھا فهو عنده فوق العرش جو اللہ یہ کتاب اللہ تعالیٰ کے پاس ہے عرش کے اوپر مطلب لوح محفوظ جو ہے علماء فرماتے ہیں اس کے علاوہ کوئی اور کتاب بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اس کتاب کے اندر کیا لکھا ہوا ہے اِنَّ رَحْمَتِي تَغْلِبُ غَضَبِي کہ میرا رحمت ہر وقت میرے غضب پر غصے پر غالب آ جاتا ہے اللہ کی رحمت ہر وقت اللہ کے غصے پر غالب آ جاتا ہے اور ایک روایت میں ہے غلبت غضبی اور فی روایت سبقت غضبی سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ narrates رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated that when Allah Ta'ala created the creation, then He wrote a book which is with Him above the arsh. In that book it is written, Inna rahmati taghlibu ghadabi, my rahma, my mercy always overcomes my anger. Sahih hadith muttafaqun alayh. But this hadith is the reality. In this dunya, everybody that exists, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the blessings that we enjoy, Muslims, non-Muslims, obedient Muslims, sinful Muslims, everybody is benefiting. In this dunya, everybody is benefiting. But everybody is doing such things, many people are doing such things, that it brings Allah's anger, it draws Allah's anger. But before Allah's anger is affecting that person or is going to affect that person, Allah's rahmah always overtakes. And it doesn't let Allah's adab strike that person. Otherwise, what does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to punish the people for their crimes, then not a single person in the world would be spared. Everybody would be finished. Everybody. Because everybody does such things. We are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not worship Allah. We do not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He deserves to be appreciated. We do not abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we should abide by them. So any second, any moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, Allah's adab could overcome us. But Allah's rahmah is always ghalib. Allah's rahmah is always dominant. That's in this dunya. And in the akhirah, the people who get into Jannah and the people who are blessed with the amazing blessings of Jannah, everybody will know we didn't deserve this. Because when we pass away and we see the value of this one eyesight, that this eyesight, the value of this in the sight of Allah, a person, they mentioned this story, and the story itself, I'm not sure about the authenticity, that a person, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many, many, many years. And he passed away. His whole life, abid, zahid, he didn't involve himself in bad actions. After he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, my servant, do you wish to enter Jannah through my mercy or through your good deeds? You didn't, you know, your whole life you've been doing ibadah. He said, ya Allah, I want to enter Jannah through my good deeds. He felt confident. I wake up in the morning till night time, I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not doing anything wrong. And that's how I live my life. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, the mizan is brought out, the scales, tarazu. And on one side of the scales, Allah Ta'ala places just his eyesight. And on one side, all of his a'mal. And the value of the eyesight Allah had given him was more weighty than all of the good deeds that he did in his life. And eyesight is one ni'mah of Allah. Look at how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, billions, trillions of ni'mahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So if Allah's azab was to come, it would destroy everybody. But everybody's enjoying, people are waking up, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, last time I mentioned, someone who says that Allah ta'ala ke saath koi aur sharik hai. یہ بات ایسی ایک بات ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ کو اتنا غصہ ملاتا ہے یہ بات that you saying Allah Ta'ala has partners, Allah has associates, saying that Allah has a son, saying that Allah has a wife, these things anger Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ وَحَدَّ أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدًا. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ, this statement makes Allah so angry. How many people in the world? Millions of people are saying, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala has a partner, Allah Ta'ala has a child. Allah's azab is not afflicting them. Allah's rahmah is still coming in front of them. That's why this Rahman and Rahim. Rahman, so many ulama have said, Rahman al-dunya wa Rahim al-akhirah. That Allah's quality of Rahman is in this dunya. Everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, animal, every existing creation is benefiting from Allah's rahmah. And in the akhirah, Rahim al-akhirah. Only the believers, the mu'minun, will benefit from Allah's rahmah in the akhirah. But in dunya, everybody is benefiting from Allah's rahmah. So many people are saying such statements, that takadu samawati yatafattarun, it's very near that the earth, the heavens will totally shatter. You know, we are in such comfort. Yesterday I was outside about 7 o'clock and then the thunder started. Subhanallah, when you're out and you hear the thunder just there, it makes you wonder, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kya dua sikaya? Ke jab bijli ki awaz hum sune, kya dua hum padte hain? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ye dua siklaya, Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi adhabik wa afina qabla dhalik. Ya Allah, la taqtulna bi ghadabik, hame apne gusse ki wajah se hame mar mat dalna, hame mar matlab don't destroy us, don't kill us, don't finish us through your anger. Wa la tuhlikna bi adhabik, hame apne azab se bilkul halak mat karna. Wa afina qabla dhalik, hamare apne jo hal hai iski islah farma dena maut se pehle, hamari islah farma dena. So this dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, that when thunder would happen, so I was standing in the park with my son, and then all of a sudden thunder, it's like bullets, you know, in your ears. And my son got so scared. Subhanallah, Allah's azab could come any second, any minute. What are we, you know, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? We're even more inferior than ants, even more inferior than any creature. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala still showers His rahmah, His mercy upon us, even though we do so many sins, even though we make so many mistakes. This is Allah's rahmah. Allah's mercy is always overcomes His anger. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول جعل الله الرحمة مئة جزء فأمسك عنده تسعة وتسعين وأنزل في الأرض جزءا واحدا فمن ذلك الجزء يتراحم الخلائق حتى ترفع الدابة حافرها عن ولدها خشية أن تصيبه. وفي رواية إن لله تعالى مئة رحمة أنزل منها رحمة واحدة بين الجن والإنس والبهائم والهوام فبها يتعاطفون وبها يتراحمون وبها تعطف الوحش على ولدها وأخر الله تعالى 99 رحمة يرحم بها عباده يوم القيامة متفق عليه. ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية سلمان الفارسي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى مئة رحمة فمنها رحمة يتراحم بها الخلق بينهم وتسع وتسعون ليوم القيامة. وفي رواية إن الله تعالى خلق يوم خلق السماوات والأرض مئة رحمة كل رحمة طباق ما بين السماء إلى الأرض فجعل منها في الأرض رحمة فبها تعطف الوالدة على ولدها والوحش والطير بعضها على بعض فإذا كان يوم القيامة أكملها بهذه الرحمة. So a few hadith, I'm going to just translate this into English and maybe mention a bit in Urdu. Again, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentions that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne apne rahmat ka so hissa kiya hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided His rahmah into 100 parts. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ. Allah ta'ala ne 99 hisse apne paas rakhi hai. Allah has kept 99 portions of His rahmah with Him. وَأَنزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. اور دنیا کے اندر صرف اللہ کی رحمت کا ایک حصہ اللہ نے دنیا کے اندر اتارا ہے. Allah has only placed one portion of His rahmah in this dunya out of 100 portions. And from فَمِن ذَلِكَ الْجُزْءِ, from this one share, one portion of Allah's rahmah, 1% of Allah's rahmah, يَتَرَاحَمُ الْخَلَائِقُ, the creation show love to each other. All the affection, all the love, all the mercy we see in this dunya is a consequence of one portion of Allah's rahmah. Allah has kept 99 portions for Himself. حَتَّى تَرْفَعَ الدَّابَّةُ حَافِرَهَا عَنْ وَلَدِهَا خَشْيَةَ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُ. And one of the effects of Allah's rahmah is a small example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dete hain ke janwar jo hai apne pair ko apne bacche se matlab upar karta hai, koshish karta hai ke apne pair se apne bacche ko rond na dale. The animal lifts its foot from its child, knowing that if I put my foot down, my child is going to be squashed to death. So it's mercy, affection. So even this small act of rahmah is a result of Allah's, one portion of Allah's rahmah to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has placed in the dunya. And another narration, it mentions that Allah Ta'ala has 100 rahmas. أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ. He has placed one share of this rahmah between jinn and humans and the animals and the insects and the creatures. فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ. Because of this one rahmah, they have affection for each other. وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ. And they have mercy for each other. وَبِهَا تَعَاطِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا. And with this one share of Allah's rahmah, the animal shows affection and love to its child. And Allah Ta'ala, وَأَخَّرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى 99 رَحْمَةً. Allah has reserved 99 shares of rahmah. يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. With which He will show mercy to His servants on the day of Qiyamah. So Qiyamah ke din kitni Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat hogi logon par, insanon par. Ye bas us din hi dekha jayega. Allah Ta'ala itna rahim, itna kareem hai. Dunya ke andar sirf ek juz Allah ne apne rahmat ka rakha hai. 99 juz, 99 shares, parts of Allah's rahmah. How does this work? We as human beings, we can't divide our emotion. Jo mercy, maghfirat jo hai, iska hum hissa kare. Ke main apne rahmat ka sirf ek fisad idhar. Insan ke bas mein ye cheez nahi hai. Ye baat nahi hai. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ke bas mein hai. Ke Allah subhanahu, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is impossible. The how much rahmah I really want to show, isme se sirf ek hissa dunya ke andar. And remaining 99 shares for the akhirah. How many people will be freed from Jahannam through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah? How many people will be entered into Jannah through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah? Allah's rahmah is such that many ulama have said in the akhirah, we will just see forgiveness and mercy, forgiveness and mercy. The adab will be there. But this rahmah of Allah's is ghalib everywhere, is dominant everywhere, in the dunya and in the akhirah. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال أذنب عبد ذنبا. We'll finish with this hadith inshallah. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يحكي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال أذنب عبد ذنبا فقال اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي. فقال الله تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. ثم عاد فأذنب فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي. فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. ثم عاد فأذنب فقال أي ربي اغفر لي ذنبي. فقال تبارك وتعالى أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. قد غفرت لعبدي فليفعل ما شاء. متفق عليه. سبحان الله. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi farmate hadith, khub surat hadith, subhanallah. Ke Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu irshad farmate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad farmaya, ye hadith qudsi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bayan karte hain ke mere bande ne ek gunah kar liya hai, aur phir banda kehta hai ke ya Allah mere is gunah ko maaf kar de. To Allah ta'ala farmate hain, matlab malaika se, farishton se, Allah ta'ala farmate hain ke mere bande ne gunah kiya hai, aur phir mere bande ko maloom hai کہ میرا ایک رب ہے جو بہت معاف کرنے والا ہے. مطلب میرے بندے کے دل کے اندر یہ ہے کہ میرا ایک رب ہے جو بہت معاف کرنے والا ہے, گناہوں کو معاف کرتا ہے. وَيَأْخُذُ بِذَنْبِ, وَيَأْخُذُ بِذَنْبِ ثُمَّ عَادَ فَأَذْنَبَ. پھر دوبارہ یہ بندہ جو ہے گناہ کرتا ہے, اور پھر کہتا ہے کہ اے ربی, اے اللہ, اغفر لی ذنبی, اے اللہ میرے گناہ کو معاف کر دے. فقال تبارك وتعالى, اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ اذنب عبدی ذنبا, میرے بندے نے گناہ کیا ہے, اور پھر اس کو معلوم ہے کہ اس کا ایک رب ہے جو گناہوں کو معاف کرتا ہے. ویأخذ بالذنب, اور گناہوں کو بھی عذاب دے, گناہوں کو بھی پکڑ بھی, گناہوں کے اوپر پکڑ بھی کر سکتا ہے. ثم عاد فأذنب, تیسری دفعہ جا کر یہ بندہ گناہ کرتا ہے, اور پھر کہتا ہے کہ اے ربی اغفر لی ذنبی, اے اللہ میرے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے. پھر اللہ تعالیٰ کہتا ہے کہ میرے بندے نے گناہ کر لیا ہے, لیکن اس کو معلوم ہے کہ میرا ایک رب ہے جو گناہوں کو معاف کرتا ہے اور گناہوں پر سزا بھی دے سکتا ہے. قد غفرت لعبدی, پھر اللہ تعالیٰ فرشتے کو کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے اس بندے کو معاف کر دیا. فلیفعل ما شاء, جو مرضی چاہے وہ کرے. میں ایکسپلین دس ان انگلش, دیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیز, اللہ تعالیٰ مینشن دس حدیث, لک ہاؤ مچ ہوپ دیر از ان دس حدیث, دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ از سیئنگ دیٹ مائی سرونٹ ہی کمٹس اے سن, اینڈ دین ہی سیز او اللہ, او مائی لارڈ, فرگیو مائی سن, او اللہ فرگیو مائی سن. So Allah Ta'ala says to His angels, to the Malaika, that look at my servant. He's performed, he's made a mistake, he's done something wrong. However, he knows in his heart that he has a Lord who forgives sins. He has a Rabb who forgives sins. وَيَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ And he knows that his Lord, if he wants to, he can also punish him. So Allah Ta'ala just says this. Then the servant goes and does the guna again. And then he says again, Oh Allah, oh my Lord, forgive my sin. Allah Ta'ala again says that my servant has made a mistake. However, he knows that he has a Rabb, a God who will forgive his sins. And then he goes again and does it for the third time. When he does it the third time, Allah Ta'ala says the same thing. That my servant has made a sin, made a mistake, committed a sin. However, my servant knows that he has a Lord, a Rabb, who will forgive sins. وَيَأْخُذُ بِذَنْبِي And who can also punish him for sins. And then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي I have forgiven my servant. فَلْيَفْعَلْ مَا شَاءَ He can do whatever he wants. Matlab ulama say from here, that as long as a person after committing a sin, he does tawbah every time, commits a sin, he does tawbah, it can be 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it. It's a clean slate. All over it's a clean slate. Every single time. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality. That you do a sin, you know, somebody made a mistake against me, and then they say, wait, please forgive me, maaf kar dena, ye galti hogi. I say, chalo, maaf kar diya. Dusre dafa karta hai, phir maaf karne mein thori, matlab, katkatavat hoti hai, ki isko maaf kar dun, teesre dafa karega. Teesre dafa kar le, bhai, tujhe kon maaf karega? Har dafa tu maafi ke liye aata hai, lekin phir ja ke dobara is tarah galti karta hai. You know, a person naturally has this thing. You come and hurt me once, he said, sorry, I said, okay, I forgive you, brother, don't worry. Comes again and he does something else. Sorry, brother, I'm not going to do it again. Okay, brother, it's fine, go on. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, brother, I'm not forgiving you anymore. You go sort yourself out. Something's wrong with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as long as my servant keeps coming, he can do whatever he wants. If he makes any mistakes, he can keep coming. Remember, Allah ta'ala has, out of his 99 names, there's Ghaffar. Allah said, my name is Ghaffar. Ghafoor. He's already, before anybody did any sin, Allah's name was Ghaffar. Kabhi kisi ke se guna sadir hone se pehle Allah ka naam Ghaffar tha. Before anybody ever made any mistake, Allah was Ghaffar, Allah was Tawwab, Allah was all of these things. Before anyone did it, meaning Allah Ta'ala wants us to make mistakes. So that we can Allah Ta'ala can forgive us. And remember, har dafa jab insan tawbah karta hai, Allah Ta'ala se qareeb hota jata hai. Because he shows his humility in front of Allah. That I've got nowhere else to go. Ya Allah, galti ho gaya, lekin mujhe aur kahan, aur kiske dar mein main ja ke pahunchunga? Where else can I go? Guna ho gaya, lekin mujhe to idhar hi aana padega. Agar kisi se ho jaye, agar maine Hafiz sahab ke bare mein kuch bura bala keh diya unke peeche. Behind Hafiz sahab's back, I say something bad. I say Hafiz sahab's, you know, some tutu mein, I say something. Lekin baad mein ja ke when I apologize to him, I'm not going to be very happy. Yes, Hafiz sahab, I'm coming to apologize. Sharmindagi ke saath jaunga na unke paas. Ki galti ho gaya, Hafiz sahab, maaf kar dena. Kabhi aainde mein aapke bare mein kuch nahi kahunga. Dusre dafa ho jaye, I already went to him last time and I apologized to him. This time I go, I'll be careful. I'll be very embarrassed, humiliated. If I have to go to him 10 times, 100 times, 50 times to apologize to him for swearing at him or backbiting about him, I'll feel very zaleel. So, insan jab Allah Ta'ala ke paas jata hai, tawbah ke halat mein, ye zillat aur ye apne aap ko jo neeche karta hai, ye Allah Ta'ala ko bahut pasand hai. So, isiliye, the more we do tawbah, the more we get close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Hadith will come later. Okay, if you people stopped doing sins, I would have created a creation who do sins and then do tawbah and then I forgive them. Agar tum log gunah chhod dete, tumhe ek aise naya khilqat paida karta, naya makhluk paida karta, jo gunah karte aur gunah ke baad tawbah karte aur tawbah ki wajah se main unke gunah ko maaf karta. This is Allah. Allah wants to forgive. Allah has already called himself Ghaffar and Ghafoor and all the terms are names of sifat of forgiveness. So Allah wants to forgive. So whenever we make a mistake, it's normal, it's natural, it's human. As long as the person is not musir, ke gunah par matlab dat ke gunah kare. As long as insan gunah ke baad, he feels guilty, he feels regretful, and he tries his best to stay away from all the avenues of sin. Mujhe pata hai, logon ke saath bair jaun, zuban se kuch na kuch nikal jayega jo galat hai. To logon ke saath mil jul mein thoda kam karun. Because if I sit with people, I'm just chatting, I'm a chatter. I enjoy chatting. I enjoy sitting here with friend number one, friend number two, three, four, five, six, chatting. What happens in chats? This person says, have you heard about this person? Have you seen this person? Have you? Logon ke saath baithne ka matlab yehi hai ki ghibat kahin na kahin se shuru ho jayega. Aapas mein kisi rishtedar ke bare mein, kisi parosi ke bare mein, kisi hatta ke kisi politician ke bare mein. اور کسی کے بارے میں بات کرنے کا کچھ نہیں ہے یہ پولیٹیشن یہ پتہ نہیں ملک کو خراب کر رہا ہے اس کے پاس ہم جا کے کبھی معافی کی درخواست کریں گے زندگی میں کبھی اس کو آنکھ سے دیکھیں گے یو نو تو غیبت واقع ہو جاتا ہے سو ایف آئی نو کہ کسی جگہ سے گناہ ہو رہا ہے صادر ہو رہا ہے تو اس جگہ سے ijtinab kare, bache. We stay away from those avenues from where we can fall into sin and we can fall into mistake. It's very important. If a person says, oh Allah, I feel bad, and then he goes and does the same thing, stays with the same people, goes back to the same habits, then that's not a sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah is when the person makes a plan. Okay, what plan can I make that I never fall into that again? Plan. Dobara ho jaye, phir tawbah, and then try and make another plan again. Every time, every day he makes a new plan. Like a boxer or someone who's concerned about their health every day. How can I become healthy today? How can I improve in my boxing today? Every day. Even if he loses a fight, he'll say, okay, I need to get better. So this is how a Muslim is on a daily basis. We make plans to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make plans to stop doing any mistake. What is muhasaba aham hai? Akhiri cheez, muhasaba. Ke raat ko insan sone se pehle, bas is cheez pe fikr kare, he thinks. What are my shortcomings? Muhasaba, it means that you take a stock of yourself. At night before you go to sleep, you think to yourself, what are my shortcomings? What are my mistakes? What are my weaknesses? What am I doing wrong? If today was the last day of my dunya, that's it, tomorrow I'm not waking up in the morning, am I going to be happy with this day of mine today? What can I improve on for tomorrow, that any weaknesses, shortcomings that were present today, they can be eradicated for tomorrow? That's how you improve. Mawlana Shabri Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our great elders, he says muhasaba is one of the fastest ways to wilayat and sainthood. Because a person, he's taking a stock of himself. What did I do today? Kin ke saath aaj maine miljul kiya? Kin ke saath, who was I staying with? What did I say? What wrong words did I say? What did I hear wrong? What did I even think? What thoughts did I bring into my mind? So tomorrow I can't do that. So what is the reason why I said those things, or thought those things, or heard those things? Maybe because I went here. Maybe because I stayed with these people. Maybe because I watched something wrong on Instagram, on TikTok, on social media. That means tomorrow I can't be doing that anymore. Because if I do it, it's going to be a cycle, a pattern that's going to eventually make me fall back into my sin. So I need to make a plan. Allah Ta'ala am sabko tawfiq receive, and may Allah give us all the ability. I just want this one.